chopper. Beckett may make the final play. Tonsi made the Marlins win. The Florida Marlins, the fish who swam upstream, are the world champions.
Many young baseball players grew up dreaming to one day play and win the World Series. Not everyone makes it that far. However, one champion refused to let his dream vanish. That champion is Jack McKeon. McKeon, who at age 73 became the oldest manager to win the World Series with the Florida Marlins in 2003. He had a message for youth at the Champions of Faith event held at Prince of Peace Catholic Community in Plano this past Friday night. His message, to be persistent in life and go after your dreams, because, after all, God has a plan for you.
Three things that attributed to my success in getting to the major leagues and winning World Series was persistence in following my dream. That meant when I got knocked down, I bounced up, I came back, I never gave up, I didn't quit. I was persistent. I never let my dream die. That was number one. Number two, I thought, was the power of prayer and faith in the Lord. That was the second thing. And I think the third thing that attributed my success was I always had the philosophy, I always wanted to do something to make my parents proud.
The Champion of Faith chronicles major league athletes and coaches who have used their faith to guide them in their athletic careers. For McKeon, getting to the big leagues almost didn't happen. After playing baseball in high school, McKeon was ready to sign. However, his dad told McKeon that he better get a college education first. McKeon prayed to the Blessed Virgin every night in college to change his dad's heart, and it worked. When McKeon visited his family during the holidays in college, his dad told him, if you really want to play professional baseball, promise me you will finish college. And McKeon did.
I really attribute to God's plan. I think God had a plan. He works in mysterious ways. And I think that was his plan. When I asked for one more chance because I didn't think my career was fulfilled, I think he gave me that one more chance to go on the field, win a World Series. He helped me, no question. And it gave me a platform to go out and speak. I think it was his way of saying, hey, I'm going to give you the platform. You go out and preach my word.
McKeon went on to play in the minor leagues. Then he managed teams such as the Kansas City Royals, Oakland Athletics, San Diego Padres, and Cincinnati Reds. After being let go by the Reds, McKeon turned to St. Therese the Little Flower for help. McKeon said St. Therese interceded on his behalf. After the prayer, McKeon got a call to coach the Marlins in 2003. In that first year alone, McKeon took the Marlins, who were a struggling subpar 500 team, to the World Series and won. McKeon told the young jam-packed crowd at Prince of Peace that whatever you do in life, make your parents proud. Also, he said that baseball is a lot like religion. You must practice it every day. He encouraged young people to attend daily mass, pray to God, talk to God, and practice your faith. Chris Nelson, a freshman pitcher at Liberty High School in North Texas, said McKeon's message gives him hope.
I felt really touched, and it inspired me that to pray to God if I'm in times of hardships and get me through slumps or if I'm feeling down on myself about baseball.
All proceeds from the Champions of Faith event will go towards the mission of Prince of Peace Sister Parish in Las Mercedes, Honduras. McKeon said he would have never made it this far in life without the help of God, the Blessed Virgin, and St. Therese the Little Flower.
Stay in touch with the Lord. Don't be afraid to talk to Him. But most of all, you know, the most important thing, we don't thank the Lord for all the blessings that He's given us. We should thank Him every day. Do you realize that every breath we take tonight is a gift from God? So thank Him. Thank the Lord for all the kindness.